Oh, good morning. Buttercups are bright and beautiful. I think. That's why I picked them. And I hope after this presentation, you'll view them as a reflection of the Creator's design and one of His amazing creations. And I have to tell you this so I don't forget. Because afterwards you might be like, oh, buttercups are so cool, that you'll go out and if you happen to have any left in your pasture, they're mostly gone now. They've gone by the wayside. But you pick a handful of them. You might have an allergic reaction like these poor medical patients have. Buttercups are toxic. They're chemically protected. And some people can, in extreme cases, like this person's leg, looks like they actually had to have a skin graft. So just a warning about buttercups that you might want to be careful when you pick them. So a little story here of how I picked buttercups for a presentation. When I was a boy back in the 70s, at grandma's house, my grandma liked to take pictures. That's interesting. I have grandsons that like to catch bugs. I like to climb trees, but I threw this picture in because of this fence row right here in this pasture. This is, you know, back in the 70s, I would go to Grandma and Grandpa Myers' house in Bucks County near Quakertown, and because that's where we were from. And I would play in the trees, and there was a mulberry tree here, and Grandpa had an orchard, and of course I would swing on the swings. And here's this fence row again, and I had a fort at Grandpa and Grandma Myers' house. It was right here in this lilac bush, you know, the old lilac, big branches and stems were in the center, and around the outside were saplings, and I could crawl inside there, and that was my fort. And the neighbor man had cattle in here, and if they seen me go in there, they would all line up in a row right here, and they would just stare at me. And I don't remember what color they were, but I do remember the yellow buttercups. The yellow of the buttercups and how the pasture was mowed down and the buttercups weren't eaten. Because the cattle, there's good reason. Buttercups are toxic. My view from my fort was a fence post very similar to this, and right here was this rotted knot hole that birds would nest in, like the bobolinks, or I don't know, the bobolink would sit up here, you know, and fly up in the air and sing. It was just a great spot. But I don't remember what kind of bird nested in that hole, and I don't remember the color of those cattle. But yes, buttercup yellow sticks in my memory all the way back since the 70s. So perhaps you all have, you know, memories of the yellow of buttercups. And so we want to look at how buttercups produce that bright and beautiful yellow. And as I was studying butterflies, how they produce their brilliant and beautiful colors, I was so amazed that I started on a journey of researching and catching butterflies. And, you know, I was thinking about a Bible verse, and like, why did Jesus say, consider the lilies? Why didn't he say, consider the butterflies? And I said, you know, Jesus probably knew what he was talking about. And I should consider the lilies. I should look at them in my microscope and see how they are dressed finer than a king. Because he said, consider the lilies. I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed or dressed like one of these. How's a king dressed? His crown with jewels on, right? You know, golden crown, emeralds and diamonds. Well, there's diamonds. You can see the flash of diamonds. And look at that. A buttercup has a flash. Like that glint. And look at the glitter of gold. Have you ever heard of the glitter of gold, the gleam of gold? That's gold. And that's the yellow of a buttercup. A buttercup is dressed finer than a king. Well, what about a king dressed? What was his robe like? It was pretty impressive because the Queen of Sheba came to visit this famous king that Jesus said the flowers are dressed, or the lilies are dressed finer than. And she, seen all the wisdom of Solomon and the house that he had built, and the food of his table and the seating of his officials and the attendance of his servants, their clothing, his cupbearers and his burnt offerings that he offered at the house of the Lord, and it knocked the wind right out of her. Well, it says that there was no more breath in her. It just blew her away. Yeah. So, how was King Solomon dressed? Well, maybe he had a butterfly robe. But I'll bet you he would have liked to have a purple pansy petal robe and a flashy buttercup one. So I looked at a purple pansy in my microscope, and it's not what you'd expect. This is what it looks like. This is bent over so you can see the edge of it. It looks like a cow's tongue or a calf's tongue, you know, you let them suck on your fingers, doesn't it? This is his rose petal in the microscope, looking down the edge of it. This is a poppy. Now, some people, when they look at that verse and about the lilies, consider the lilies, they say Jesus was referring to all flowers. That's a general term. Consider the lilies. Consider the flowers. Some people say that it was the poppy. So here's a poppy. Now, I don't have a cross-section or an edge view of it. This is looking down on it. But you can see these long cells, and so you can see there's a little texture to it. So it would be kind of a humpy, corrugated look if you bend it down over the edge. And I don't have a picture of a buttercup one because I was going to do it live, but they went by the wayside in the last week, so I haven't seen any in the last week. But I do have a coneflower petal from right out here. And I'd like to look at that coneflower petal live because I'm curious. I wonder what it looks like in the microscope. You all want to know what it looks like? Let's look. This way, I don't know what position it will be in. So I have a coneflower petal here, and I'm going to lay it on a microscope slide, fold it over, and I will see what it looks like. And I'm going to put a slide cover on it because in case you have seen the numbers on a slide cover or on a microscope objective, sometimes they, or most of the time, they say 0.17. And that is that the objectives are corrected for that thickness of the glass. So there's what a coneflower petal looks like. How about the red flowers out here, the geraniums? So I'm going to fold this around so we can look down the edge. Set it on a microscope slide and put a light cover on it. Now, a microscope can do a much better job of this if you have the correct refractive index material like water. Just doing a quick, easy view here. Let's see if I can get it cooperating here. Now, I don't know what I'm going to see here. Do you? Have you ever looked at a geranium? Well, that's what that looks like. Now it's shining the light up through it, so we're kind of seeing a silhouette. And I have one more here. Let's look at the purple petunia. I am sure, look at that purple. I'm sure that a king would like to wear a purple like that. There's a purple petunia. So these were flowers from out here in the yard, and their petals, or the cells on top of the petals, all have their different textures. And I would do the buttercup, but it would be boring because it's perfectly flat. And there's a good reason for that. We'll get into that. So now these red geraniums, I just snapped a picture of it right out here. That's what we looked at a little bit ago, and it's all bumpy. And it's interesting because insects can't see red is a general kind of thing, was what they say. And so we did an experiment out at Teachers Week in a workshop where we laid out soapy water in a yellow bowl, a white bowl, a blue bowl, and a red bowl. And you can see yellow wins. White is next, blue, but there's hardly anything. That's a leaf. There's just a few little bugs in there that saw and were attracted to the red bowl. But yellow of the buttercup and that flashy color there, we want to look at how God dressed those And the yellow, you know, you can hold it up to someone's chin and you can say, ah, you like butter. It's very reflective. And you can see it lighting up the inside of my hand. Here you can see the yellow lighting up the inside of my hand. And this irritating flash here, this burnt out, I used to hate my picture because they were always burnt out, I thought. Well, now I think it's really special because that bright spot is something God designed to give a flash. Like, imagine King Solomon with a flashy, like, mirrors on his robe. He would strut his stuff if he had this flashiness in his robes. That's caused by that flat. The cells are perfectly flat, and there's an air gap under it, and that changes the refractive index of things and causes reflection. Another thing that causes that reflection and those highlights like that is that the petals are wrinkled. You can see the wrinkles here. So that helps with the highlights, kind of the glint. Had a caterpillar or something feeding on one of my buttercups, so I looked for the culprit and found him. And I saw here there was these little white spots, and that gave me an idea. So I set up a setup with tweezers, and so here I can look into the edge of a buttercup petal, and it's brilliant white inside, like blindingly white. Isn't that amazing? And then I found another caterpillar that helped me out. Here you can see it right here. He's eating the yellow away and leaving that bright white layer. So I had to look at it in the microscope, and you can see the caterpillar was eating away this yellow layer where the yellow pigments are to absorb the blue wavelengths of light. And here's this white layer, and it's just brilliant white like petals. It looks like clouds, and it's very similar. The droplets in clouds scatter all light, reflect all light. That's why they're white. That's why you have the air bubbles in a waterfall reflecting all light. It's white, bright white. And in white water, the air bubbles reflecting all light, you see white. So that brilliant white layer under the yellow helps reflect that bright yellow because it's scattering all light. And it contributes to these white flashes. Now this here, I drew in here to demonstrate how a buttercup flower is shaped like, kind of like a bowl. It's like a reflector. The petals are concentrating the light so that it's shining right at your eyes. Not only that, but buttercups are heliocentric. They follow the sun. And so here's a amateur time lapse. To show you an early morning shot. And I was lining it up with this because I didn't want to leave my camera out in the sun all day. So watch this. So here's the thing to watch as the flower opens to show off that bright color that God gave it. You can see it's getting closer here as the day progresses. And then I had to do some things. And when I came back, I shot it again. And here you can see. So it's tracking the sun, so it can reflect the Creator's design. And I had to see what petal looks like inside it with this microscope, the light microscope. So I cross-sectioned it, take two pieces of carrot, stick the petal in between it, and slice it with a really sharp razor. And then you can see what it looks like in the microscope. And here's that very flat layer of cells that makes that gloss and that reflection. And then here's the yellow layer that the caterpillar was eating. And then this dark layer is dark because that's that white starch layer. But it's so reflective that I'm shining the light up through the bottom here, and it's bouncing the light back. It's not letting it through. That's why it's dark. So that's starch. And there's an air gap right here. You can see that white layer. And there's air gaps in here like this. That helps the reflection too because of light, you know, going from one medium to another. So there's a little bit of what the buttercup looks like inside. And here's a drawing of it with that extremely smooth surface, the yellow pigment. The Stark's layers that are reflective and bouncing the light around. All this different, these different parts of it all contribute to that bright yellow. Here's someone, the person that drew this had this to say: the buttercup petals acquire brilliant yellow gloss from a combination rare among plants. I would not be surprised if it's not rare among plants. Like, what are these, all these little points for, like on our pansy? You see there's iridescence going on right there. See that? See this like rainbow color here? This is all blurry, but you can still see a little bit of rainbow. I think that structure that's interacting with the light waves, I wouldn't be surprised if they study it and they'll see there's structure involved in not just pigment, involved in the color of flowers. So it's probably not rare. And I would disagree that it's iridescent, but the real study was right here. You can read it if you want. I think the link is in your handout. So buttercups have friends. Here's a sawfly. So this is part of what God designed. He gave it friends. Gave the buttercup friends. This is it's feeding on pollen, probably. There's a little pollen stuck to it here and there. So it's a pollinator. Here's a fly. You can see its legs are covered with pollen. There's some pollen all over it. So it's a friend of the buttercup. Here's some parasitic wasps. I don't know what they're doing, but if they find a caterpillar that would be eating this thing, which I don't know why a caterpillar would, but they could be friends, but they also have pollen on it. But they would lay eggs in a caterpillar and it would turn into a bunch of these parasitic wasps rather than into the moth or butterfly. So they are there to control enemies. But you can see they're pollinators. It's cleaning some pollen off. Here's a spider. It's got pollen on it. He may catch some of the enemies. So he could be considered a friend. Then there's enemies like this plant bug. He's feeding on some of the developing seeds. Ants farming aphids. So they're milking the aphids for their honeydew. Don't try it. It's not honey. So they tend them just like farmers do. You know, they move them around. They take care of them. They protect them. But they're actually taking some of the resources away from producing seeds. So they're an enemy of the buttercup. Slugs, you can see, they can be an enemy. The beetles, that's a beetle feeding sign. So there's enemies of the buttercup, but God gave it a way of protecting itself with this this toxin so that not everything eats it, or else there wouldn't be any buttercups, right? So it's also an antifungal agent, and here's, you know, you look up on Wikipedia, you can see some of the toxicity and also some of the possible pharmacological activities. So some of the uses, like, it could be used for rheumatism and other things. It's surprising how many plants and their toxins and their are useful for this kind of thing. So that bright and beautiful buttercup, God gave it the way to track the sun and all these other things, and friends and enemies, so that we can enjoy and remember that beautiful yellow color. And even its root. Yeah, you know, here I was an archaeologist. I'm a digger, right? I had to dig a root up and cross-section it to see what it looks like inside. Well, you know, if you like stars, you could probably do it too. And don't use iodine. I looked at it in tannic acid. I made some gall ink. So I used some gall ink. It's a much better view to stain it with the proper materials or other things other than iodine. Or if you're from Texas, you know, or have a connection to Texas, check out cross-section of a root of a buttercup. It's beautiful. So how are buttercups dressed finer than King Solomon? Let's just review that flat cuticle layer, you know, that very flat. It's totally different than the pansy and the petunia and the geranium. It's flat. It's designed to be glossy and brilliantly reflective. And the air gaps contribute to that. By the way, insects can't see red, but they can see UV. And so that is a very good UV reflector as well. It's a signal, UV, like, I'm here, come and help me by pollinating me. And I'll reward you with some pollen or nectar. So the wrinkles enhance it. See that line right there? That reflectivity, that's an enhancement of that flashing. It gives it some highlights. The pigments, the yellow pigments, absorb those blue wavelengths so you can see yellow. The starch shells, they're there, right underneath. You can't see them, but they're very reflective, scattering light in all directions, so it gives you that matte yellow and bright yellow for that intense yellow. And then the reflective pigmented lower layers, they're included in that. They help reflect the yellow, and they pass it through those pigments twice if they're down there. If the light gets through, it gets reflected back, some of it, to help pass it through that pigment twice. Parabolic shape, following the sun to reflect the Creator's design. Who would have thought? A buttercup is dressed like a waterfall. I mean, thank you for your attention. Are there questions or comments or points of discussion?